After Hurricane Katrina, the city planned to spend $170 million redeveloping an old naval base in the Bywater, but that still hasn't happened, and neighbors complain the building has become a danger and an eyesore. This summer, an old oil tank spilled almost 2,000 gallons of diesel on the property. The Coast Guard, the state, and local officials had to clean it up. Neighbors say it's just the latest in a series of problems. In collaboration with The Lens, Betsy Shepherd reports.
Back in the day, 95-year-old Lauren Swinney took pride in living next to what was then the F. Edward Hebert Defense Complex.
The grounds were kept immaculate. Everything was done with military precision. Occasionally, there would be a Marine band playing. What a wonderful neighbor to have on this block.
The base was shut down, and ownership was eventually transferred to the city in 2013. Since then, Bywater residents have watched the once imposing military complex, with its brutalist architecture and high security defenses, fall apart.
Now it's denigrated. There's graffiti everywhere, water gushing. The front door has been broken. It is shocking, the lack of care.
The property has been in a state of legal limbo for several years. It's been abandoned and has become a blight on the neighborhood. Water continuously runs from broken pipes, causing area flooding. Trash fires started by squatters grew out of control several times this year. Trespassers removed plugs from old diesel tanks, causing the oil spill in August. And police reports show more than 80 crimes on the property since 2016, including theft and battery. Bywater Neighborhood Association President John Garnieri says it's the city's fault.
We don't feel confident something constructive is going to be done. I mean, it's been incredibly dangerous. You know, there could be an explosion in there or a fire or whatever. And heaven forbid anybody gets killed in there or some kind of an accident. It's going to be the city's responsibility. They have the property.
Chad Dyer, the Deputy Chief Administrative Officer of Land Use, says the city's been negotiating with the developer, EMDRC Partners, for years. Plans were shelved, and the Cantrell administration is renegotiating them.
Previously, the developer had an agreement with the city to secure and maintain the site, but the agreement lapsed, and the developer didn't have a contact with the city to move forward.
The plan was to turn the site into an international crisis operations center with emergency response firms and housing services. Instead, the site itself has become crisis-prone. Emergency workers have had to respond when problems get out of hand, like during the oil spill. Neighbors like Judy Bolton say it's apparent the city has done little to restrict access to the 1.5 million square foot facility.
If you're outside now at the naval base, you can see there's a stream of people coming and going in and out of there. We've all watched these people stealing metal repeatedly. Now that the word's out that this is a place you can go and live and steal the metal, this is only escalating.
The city got $40 million from FEMA to renovate the site, but the money was never used for the project. Belinda Littlewood was hired by the city as a consultant to oversee redevelopment. She says in 2015, her former boss, Deputy Mayor Cedric Grant, reallocated the money to the Sewerage and Water Board.
That makes no sense to me because that project cannot be redeveloped unless it has a lot of subsidy. And I'm going to tell you why. None of those buildings are up to code. You know, my biggest fear all along was that it would become the largest piece of blighted property in the city of New Orleans. And that is exactly what's happened.
Now that FEMA money is gone, and the city is hoping to close the deal with EMDRC Partners by the end of December. But the developer says they may not even want the property anymore. Meanwhile, Judy Bolton watches the buildings continue to fall into disrepair day after day and become even more expensive to fix up. And she worries things will get worse before they get better.
The city is responsible not only for what's going on in the base, but what happens to people around this area because of what's going on in the base. I don't want to see the worst case scenarios. I want the city to handle this because this is out of control.
In New Orleans, I'm Betsy Shepherd.